How did Dance with Parkinson's come about, and how has it really spread here over the years?
It is sort of an incredible organic achievement that when we first opened the building here in 2001, which is already so long ago, we heard from a Parkinson's group here in Brooklyn who asked us if we would come over and teach a class, and we said, no, you come here. We have studios. And two people from my company, David Leventhal is the one who now runs the whole organization, called Dance for PD, and it is now like, used to be one class a month here with just a few people, and their care partners or whatever you want to call them, they're people that they work with. And now it is, we train teachers to teach this sort of curriculum, and it's a dance and music class for people in all stages of Parkinson's disease and their mates or helpers. And so it's actually all over the world. It's a semi-separate organization. It's under the auspices of my company, but there's a board of advisors that's mostly neuroscientists, and, you know, it's not a clinical thing. It's not therapy. It is a dance and music class for people who have Parkinson's, and they love it, and it shows real change. You know, it's of course it doesn't cure anybody, but it really allows people to move with a fluency and confidence that you tend to lose track of when you have a disorder like Parkinson's disease.
Could you describe what you see in those Parkinson's patients when they're in that class, when they're able to move with that type of fluidity?
No, because I promise not to scrutinize. I don't observe.
Sure.
If you're going to watch the class, you have to take it, and I've done that, and I've rehearsed with them. Let's just say that there's an ease, a relative ease, that a lot of people have lost in their daily lives. And so to just move to music and to be with other people and to learn something that isn't a test and it's not a trick, but it's something that is enjoyable and feels good and gives people grace the way it does everybody, not just, you know, people with Parkinson's are still people. They just have Parkinson's. So it's amazing, and it's wonderful, and it's happy-making.